So we were just on News Center Maine on TV talking about, you know, the Thanksgiving plans changing. And this was on our Facebook page, too. And aren't the dogs cute, Todd?
Oh, my God.
They're
Do they always
so
snuggle
good.
Like that?
No, not always. But they, I bring them in sometimes. And Tim is home from school today, and the kids are, too. And they're remote learning today.
So is that a COVID thing?
So I said, no. It's just this was their remote day. So I was like, yeah. So I was like, oh, well, I'll take the. He said, do you think you could take the dogs to work? I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, yeah, you already have a lot on your plate today.
Yeah. Because he's got to run a school from afar.
Right.
And then teach three kids that are actually pretty young.
Yeah. 4, 6, and 10.
Yeah. That's tough. Well, so you're. The 10-year-old's okay, but
yeah.
Yeah.
She was so cute. She was like, you know, making sure that she's, you know, set up, you know, we have school tomorrow. I have to have my, setup ready.
Oh,
you know, she's probably gonna be borrowing my ring light.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know? So we were talking about that because I think a lot of folks like Melissa said, normally I would go to New York to see family. Shannon was going to have extended family, just the household. Nikita, normally we'd go see friends. That's not happening. Oh God, this is so sad. Katie had plans changed, but not because of COVID. My boyfriend broke up with me.
Oh, Katie.
Now I have no one to celebrate with.
Bad boyfriend.
Oh, what a crappy guy.
I know.
You didn't need
what
him anyway.
Jerk.
Ugh, I hate him.
Wait, blah. Hold on a minute. Now this is an interesting. Should you stay if you know you're going to break up?
This is a tough one.
Should you break up before the holidays?
Oh, man.
Or should you just stick it out until after? Isn't it even worse if you...
It probably is, but why can't you just do it in between Thanksgiving and Christmas? Like, just give her one.
It's not
give
like it just popped up this week that he was like, I'm not happy.
I mean,
like,
come on.
He's known.
So you think wait until...
Just wait till next week.
Yeah.
Or just say you don't feel good, and then you have to quarantine for 14 days. And then she's like, oh, he just can't
and that's
make
gonna
it.
Be the
and
new
what
thing.
Do the young kids say? They ghost him?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then just ghost...
Yeah.
See you later.
Don't ghost. No, ghosting is bad too. No matter when it is.
Oh,
well, then
I
it just severs
it.
It's like ripping off the Band-Aid. It's
exactly.
It's over.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I should say that we do appreciate people who ghost because we have an entire segment modeled after.
Right. Exactly.
Without ghosting, we wouldn't have blown off. So
don't stop the ghosting. People.
Yeah. Go ahead and ghost all you want. Yeah. Where you may end up on the radio. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's a tough question. It's like if you know, because I always think back to poor Bobby, the guy who I dated for like a month, but it was the month leading into Christmas.
No.
And I brought him to meet my family.
So I think that's different.
Because he didn't have anywhere to go, and I didn't want him to be alone.
Right.
Well, guess
so
what
I
he ended
him
up
to
as.
Connecticut. Yeah. Yeah, and then he was like, don't break up with me after this.
I mean, Blake,
like, oh.
You guys were together 1 month. Now, I know in your world, like, your relationship timing is a little different
okay,
than the
rest of
the world.
Okay, not every relationship I've had. And by the way, my relationship with Tim
moved.
Were
you guys married at that? You guys must have been married.
Yes.
Like, were you guys on your honeymoon? Yes. Is that
who got
why?
The dog? Who got the dog?
We were
divorce?
Married. We had 4 children. Yeah.
Who's paying the alimony?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We had already planned a surrogate, you know.
What happened to that home equity loan? Who took care of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, poor Blake.
Who's the house's name
in? I was like 25.
Anyway, it was a month, dude. You didn't have to bring him to your parents. It was
well,
a,
but
was
I felt
month.
His family was in Colorado, and my family was right down the road. I was living in New York at the time, and they were right down the train ride away in Connecticut, and I was like, you know, I feel bad. I don't want you to be by yourself on Christmas. I'm going to see my family. Why don't you know, just come if you want? And they did, and of course, you know, my whole family liked him, and then he liked my family, and then I was like, oh, but I'm not sure about this, and then.
Right.
And then a couple of weeks later, I was like, yeah, I don't think this is. And he was like, you took me home.
Oh, God. Boy. Sorry, Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Bobby.
Can you tell I still have guilt about it?
Yeah. Well, it's not a very nice thing.
It's like, what is it? 15, how many years? 13, well, 13 years later,
I mean,
I'm still
should.
Apologizing for it on the radio.
True.
Still bleeding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.